USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Authorities have made 51 arrests for federal crimes related to violent rioting. That's according to Attorney General Bill Barr, blaming the violence and destruction on Antifa and agitators of various different political persuasions. The Attorney General saying peaceful protests are okay, but the violent protests have to stop.
Others have hijacked protests to engage in lawlessness, violent rioting, arson, looting of businesses and public property, assaults on law enforcement officers and innocent people, and even the murder of a federal agent.
Testifying in a Democratic-led House hearing, CDC Director Robert Redfield says he's deeply saddened about the harsh impacts of the coronavirus outbreak. Over 100,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Picture this scenario. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any possible disaster has just devastated your town. You're out of power, no lights, and no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge every home to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries, and comes with a hand-crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo Emergency Radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com, or call 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This is a limited offer and may end soon, so order today.
Folks on the Gulf Coast are keeping their eye on a tropical storm. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Forecasters are predicting the tropical storm Cristobal could turn north and start heading for Louisiana as early as tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is now over Mexico and will weaken into a tropical depression again, but will then regain strength over the central Gulf to become a tropical storm again by the weekend. A flood watch has been issued through next Tuesday, with heavy downpours expected as the storm is expected to stay up the central Louisiana coast through Sunday morning.
Senators are wondering how colleges and universities can safely reopen as the coronavirus outbreak shows no sign of breaking. Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander opened a hearing and said university presidents are working overtime to establish safe conditions. There are more than 1.8 million confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The majority of Americans support cities calling in the military to supplement police forces as they address protests and riots and looting over the death of George Floyd. 58% of registered voters of a morning consult poll say they were in favor of cities choosing to bring in the military. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis agrees with that sentiment.
I think that having respect for the rule of law, order in society is just a fundamental thing that has to be respected. And I think the president's right to insist on that. I think if you look at some of the big problems that's happened throughout the country, it's when local officials have abdicated their responsibility to maintain order, keep people safe from violence, looting, and rioting. Ideally, you would have it solved at the local level. When that fails, you do have governors like me that have the ability to put National Guard in play. We've done that in Florida as a support. Fortunately, we've fared much better than some of these other states on this. But if that fails in a state, you know, then the federal government has the ability to come in and maintain order. And so I think that has to be the case. You cannot have a situation in which widespread looting and violence and arson is just allowed to go unabated.
And finally, many of the casinos on the Las Vegas Strip have reopened today with social distancing guidelines in place and only 3 people allowed at blackjack tables and some slot machines turned off. Some casinos also installing hand washing stations. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.